Nothing like a Monday night, 5 p.m., a little bit of hockey to get the season underway. Game number one, great crowd filing in. They're wrapped around the boards. It's going to be a great game here. Dallas in their white sweaters, got the black helmets. Cadillac racked out, complete blue and gold. Got the navy blue, gold accents, including Cadillac written in script across the front.
Kyle Andreeka heads out to center ice to take the opening faceoff, and you can hear the barn come alive. And we're underway here in Tawas. Braves chipped a puck down along the boards. That's chipped over by Sean Bernard, and the first shot of the game directed just wide. Knocked down, big hit out front. An early penalty coming to Cadillac, Bradley. Another big hit in the corner, and Cadillac gets up on the puck. And we're going to have an interference call right to start off the game. Colin Fritsch is going to put Cadillac shorthanded, and we're going to get a look at the Tawas Bay power play already.
Yeah, it's amazing when you get 17 seconds into a season, you've got a power play already. An early chance for the Braves to make a statement, at least get some shots on goal while in this power play, even if they don't score. Great netminder there for Cadillac today, but they've got to score.
Bolin and Max wheeled on the points. Draw one by Cadillac and shipped all the way down the ice. Ethan Wood will send it aside and leave it for Bolin. Bolin with a head of steam out of his own zone to the blue line. Gets it to Maxfield. Makes a little dipsy doing into the other end. Into the Cadillac zone. Little backhanded centering pass, and that was cleared nicely by Cadillac and sent all the way down the ice behind Wood. Forechecker up for Cadillac. Braves give the puck away. Chipped along the boards. Big hit by the Braves as Logan Tuck played that puck, and he paid the price for Maxfield along the dasher. 1:20 left in the power play. Maxfield chips it through center ice, and just offside ahead of the play was number 5, Devin Gradoff. So we'll have a faceoff outside in the zone. A lot of contact both ways, Brad, to start the game.
Yeah, I think both teams are a little excited to get underway. Both teams throwing the body around just a little bit. Thomas still with 1:15 left in the power play, just underway here from the barn by the bank.
Out to take the draw, Cody Prim. Cadillac wins that, dumps it all the way down the ice. Coming up on 1 minute left in the power play. Back to retrieve that puck is Walker Hazen. Hazen forwards it up the sideboards to Gradoff. Gradoff gets it down in deep, shot high over the Cadillac net. Kept in at the blue line by the Braves. Cadillac turns, rips it down the ice, and the Braves can't get set up very well right now in the Cadillac zone. Back to get it again. Hayes, and he takes a big hit behind the net. Turns the puck over, and Mitch House fires one off the side of the net. Braves finally get control of it and head out of their own zone. They get it out through center ice. Schnettler gets the puck deep, and the Braves will go for a change. 15:06 left in the first. We're scoreless from Tawas. Ethan Wood leaves it behind his own net. Maxfield will send it back behind the net, and that's picked up by Walker Hazen. Hazen gets it out top and across ice. That's settled down by Andreeka. Turns it over, and that's picked up and heads back the other way by Cadillac's Caden Hawkins. Cleared to the Tawas blue line and knocked back in. Maxfield loses it in his feet. He'll have to go back to get it. Braden Bolin with the puck. Chips it out. Now we got a little bit of a rush. Zach Miller power plays over. Back at full strength. Miller on the backhand with a shot. And that was right on net. And a good save by Bransma down there for our first shot on goal tonight. And not too good of pressure so far from the Tawas power play.
No, I don't think they expected the physicality from Cadillac. That's one of the more aggressive penalty kills I've seen. And Cadillac definitely not shying away from being a man down.
Braves will take the draw to the right-hand side of Bransma. Cadillac wins it, chips it out through center ice, but misses everybody, and that'll go for an icing. And everybody will regroup with 14:15 left in our first in a scoreless hockey game.
High school hockey on WKJC brought to you in part by Blue Bear Jewelry of East Tawas, Auto Tech of East Tawas, Miller and Wilbur, Small Engine Repair of Tawas City, and Delage Plumbing and Heating of East Tawas.
Face off to the left of Bransma, 10th grade goaltender for Cadillac. Cadillac wins the draw, tries to chip it out. Braves keep it in at center ice. Chipped down in the slot, and a shot right on as that was deflected through by Gradoff and snuck on top of Bransma, and he had to be quick to make that save.
Could be a situation. Talas has looked better post the power play.
Andrika wins the draw, but it's chipped all the way out back to the Talas blue line. Back to get it is Hazen. He gets it cross ice. Over to Brumler. Brumler bumps it up the boards. They turn it over at the Cadillac blue line and right back the other way. Cadillac with a shot right on net. And that was the first shot of the night. A blistering rip coming in real quick there by Mitch House. And Woody hangs on to it, and he'll cause a faceoff to his right with 13:46 left.
As I was saying, Talas has looked better post-power play. I think the game plan of the power play was not in their cards.
Cadillac wins the draw. Get it back to the blue line. At that blue line, Thomas Rauhilly sends it around behind the net. Picked up behind the net by Ryan Lincoln. Lincoln chips it along the boards back to the other blue line. Blocked out front by Talas, and that cleared the zone. And Cadillac will have to regroup. Down below the Talas net, Braden Boland. Two-man forecheck. Boland goes up the wing with it. Chips it out through center ice. And all the way down ice. That's going to be on net. Icing waved off. Cadillac tries to chip it along the boards. That comes out to Ryan Lincoln, who has trouble with it. Turns it over. Shot just wide by Cooper Gorman. And now Cadillac will clear the zone. No, they don't. Cooper Gorman all over the ice right now. He keeps it in. Cadillac will gain the neutral zone and chip it down into the Talas. And that's grabbed by Joel Allman, who gets it off to Boland. Hit the dasher in the stanchion. And then Cooper Gorman decided to rip one right at the coaches on the Talas bench. Everybody's okay. We'll have a face-off deep in the Talas zone.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Matt Beresh said to him before the game that he aimed at him, but that was right at Coach Matt Beresh. 12:47 to play here, first period. No score from the Barn by the Bay.
They'll set it up to the right of Wood. Andrika takes the draw against House. House wins a draw, but clears it all the way deep, and there's a race for the puck. Sean Bernard chasing deep after it. Cadillac gets there first, regroups, and they head back, chipping it out, just neutral ice. Picked up again in the Cadillac end, Gabe Ottman. There's a hit, and here comes a penalty, and this one will be on the Braves. Walker Hazing looks like he got the elbows up on that hit, and as he touches up, Braves will get a penalty here. It's going to be a cross check, and you know, it was nice to get the first power play, but you don't want to take the second one like that. Walker Hazen goes for two.
No, it seemed like an unnecessary hit there by Hazen as well. But now Ethan Wood's got to step up. We mentioned the senior's going to have has to have a big season, has to have an improvement on last year. He's going to face some shots right here. He's going to face, and he's got to step up and keep it out of the net.
Keenan Foster in to take the draw on the power play, gets it over to Blake Seeley. Back to the point, a shot right on. Wood steers that aside and nicely cleared by Henry Brumler. Race for the puck. Maxfield gets a touch on it. Goes in front of the net. Puck's loose. Big collision. And Maxfield goes crashing into the net.
I think there's a penalty on Cadillac.
Yeah, and Cadillac's going to take a penalty right back after the Braves did. That's going to go on number 21 of Cadillac. That's Devin Garner. And he had a horse collar on Maxfield and drove him right into the goalpost after Maxfield made a nice rush shorthanded. So that'll even things up 4-on-4 now, 11:59 left in the first. Cadillac wins a draw, even strength. Chip it up the boards and out into the neutral ice. That battle there is going to get won by Cadillac. Keenan Foster with the puck down in the corner. They chip it back to the point. Shot from the point block. That caught Maxfield in the ankle, and he's hobbling. Puck lay loose behind the Braves' net. Foster gets it along the near dasher. Centers it across the ice, and that's picked up by Talas. And the zone cleared nicely by Gradoff. Gradoff puts the brakes on as soon as he hits the blue line. Walks in, shot. That's deflected out front. Back behind his net to retrieve it, Caden Hawkins. And Hawkins sends it all the way down the ice. That was deflected. Icing waved off. Braden Boland hits the back of his net on a mishandle. Out in front, shot. Oh, saving a beauty by Wood. As the Braves gave it away right out in front, and Woody saved him. Talas clears his own. Cadillac ready to come back in. Big hit against the wall there. That was clean. That was Gage Maxfield throwing that weight around. And Maxfield gets it out to the blue line and cleared. Cadillac will regroup in their own zone. About a half a minute remaining, the two penalties. Cadillac walk right in. Dipsy Dew shot just wide of the net. As House was in alone and missed the open net, House got his own rebound from behind the net. Comes out front. Spin circles. Steps away from the body. Shot right on. Wood with a save. And he'll find the handle on that and cover it up. But I tell you what, Ethan Wood is the reason it's still scoreless, Brad.
Ethan Wood stepping up big time, even making up for the mistake of his defenseman, able to just get his body in the right spot, never got out of position, and able to make a couple of great plays against a great attack by Mitch House.
Face off to the right. Won by the Braves, but chipped off the stick right in front by number 15, Gabe Altman. They try to wind it up the boards. Cadillac keeps it in, crosses it over. Zach Beckert with a shot right on, and Ethan Wood put the blocker to that, and the Braves clear it down the ice. No icing. Cadillac gets to it first. Sweep it around the boards. Cadillac back at full strength. We're 5-on-5. Shot right on, and Woody calmly grabs it with the glove, and with 9:52, and we're scoreless. We'll have a face-off to the right in the Ottawa zone.
That's the difference we've seen out of Ethan Wood so far, is he just looks much more calm while sitting in front of the net. He's always been athletic, but this time seems like he knows a little bit more of how the defense, how Cadillac's offense is going to attack him.
Braves win the draw, get it around behind the net. Along the boards, that goes through the feet of a Cadillac defenseman. They wash off the icing. Bransma out to play the puck around from behind his own net. They reverse it along the boards. Tawas keeps it in. Quick shot. Got loose. Back to the high slot. Braves trying to look for a good clean shot. Can't get one. Walker Hazen gives chase and keeps it in deep on a good forecheck. Cadillac sets up behind their own net. Clears it along the boards. Picked up by Logan Tuck along the near boards. Dallas forecheck will keep it in. Braves making Cadillac work right now, and the Vikings will just send it all the way down the ice. Won't make it for an icing, so Walker Hazen with a man in hot pursuit. He'll have to play it. Goes around the boards, kept in right at the blue line by Cadillac. Chipped at it again. Puck still in the Tawas zone, but back to get it. It's Andrika who takes somebody. Andrika didn't like that. Won't take a penalty here. He chips it off. House now walks in. House with a shot. Nice block out front by Henry Brumler, and he clears of zone. And this time Cadillac sends it all the way down, and that will go for an icing. Once again, Ethan Wood with a big play. Henry Brumler with a big clear there after and a block on House.
Yeah, Henry Brumler staying true right there. Also, he hasn't shown up in the stat sheet yet. Sean Bernard playing his tail off so far. He's been in on the puck a few times, breaking up a couple of Cadillac attacks.
Cody Prim to take the draw to the left-hand side of Bransma. Wins it back to the blue line. Long shot in wide. Cadillac tries to clear, kept in. Braves doing a good job forechecking right now. Puck in the high slot. Finally, Cadillac chips it out to neutral ice. And now a little bit of a break. Cadillac down the wing. Great back check by Gage Maxfield as he just knocked Gabe Altman off the puck and took it away. And the Braves with Andrika are going to go cross ice. Bad giveaway again. Maxfield up the boards. Can't get it out. He takes somebody. Maxfield will go the other way with it around the net. That's picked up by Gradoff, who also can't clear. Braves having a tough time finding the handle. Along the boards, they battle for it. Joel Allman gets it to the point, but not out. Cadillac walks the blue line, and they say he took it outside. So as Devin Garner brought it just outside, it'll go for an offside with 7:40 left in a scoreless first period.
This game is brought to you in part by JT Underground of East Dallas, Bay Party Store of East Dallas, Kevin Hummer Accounts at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas, and Revord Builders of East Dallas.
Neutral zone faceoff won by the Vikings. Cadillac flips it out through neutral ice, and they send it down along the wing. Giving chase for it down there is Briggs Baker getting his first shift tonight. up through center ice. Cooper Gorman controls the puck, takes a shot. That's blocked. And on the forecheck now, Peyton Freeman down in the corner working hard. Tallis battles for the puck hard in the corner. Walker Hazen chips it back behind the net. Cooper Gorman with a hit, and that's going to be a penalty. And that's a tough one to take there. That was kind of unnecessary. Cooper comes in, runs somebody again. Braves get the puck in the high slot once they have control of it. Number three, Cooper Gorman's going to go for 2 minutes or less. And we'll see what the call is from referee DeLage. Looks like he's got a cross-check. So the Braves with two cross-checking calls in the first period here, Brad. Not doing themselves any favor once again. We'll need Ethan Wood to look sharp here coming up.
Yeah, and I think the physicality of Cadillac, there's no doubt they are playing as the much more physical team. Tallis tries to win with skill, tries to win with finesse, just playing hockey. Cadillac right now, they're a little bit bigger, and they're showing it. They're showing that they're a little bit bigger. They're not afraid to rough up the Braves a little bit here, but it does create a spot where Ethan Wood's got to stay just as calm, cool, and collected as he has through the first 11 minutes of this game.
Brumler, Bolin, Andrika, and Bernard out to kill the penalty. Cadillac wins the draw. They get it up top at the point. Out at the blue line. Devin Garner with a shot. That went wide. An intended pass down there for House. House battles right under us. Wraps it around behind the Tallis net into the slot. Shot, save, and a beauty. Ethan Wood got his shoulder on that one from point blank range from Caden Russell. And we're still scoreless. Cadillac still with the pressure, walks in, shot loose, couldn't find it. It's underneath him. And right there out in front was Caden Russell again, looking to pick up that rebound opportunity on the shot from Ottman.
Yeah, Gabe Ottman that whole time had his stick up calling for that shot. Got a beautiful pass across cross ice and able to put it right on Wood. I think it might have hit the post down there, but Wood able to recover it.
Mitch House wins a draw, gets it back to the point, down into the corner, back to House. He takes a little bit of body down there from Joel Allman, and he comes out with the puck behind the Tallis net. Little wraparound attempt up in the slot, shot right on. Wood turns that aside. Tallis getting out shot pretty good right now in the first period. Another loose puck out front, big collision. Cadillac player gets up, retaliates, no call. Nice stick work there by Andrika to clear that puck all the way down the ice. Maxfield working hard, out front shot. Oh! Big pile up in front, going to be a Cadillac penalty on a hook. And twice now, Gabe Maxfield has almost had shorthanded goals.
What a play by Kyle Andrika to step in front of that pass, flip it out beautifully. Number 13, Gage Maxfield, and you're right, so close. He came across the ice, tried to flip it behind him. And we'll see where this penalty goes.
Going to be a slash against Cadillac. And that'll help. It'll even it up at four aside here with 5:45 left in our first period. You heard Coach Rattel say before the game they've never beat Cadillac. So this is a big test for him on opening night here. We're scoreless with 5:45 from the barn. Faceoff to the left of Nicholas Brandsma. Braves win it. Circle behind the Cadillac net. Chip it out to the blue line. That's kept in up there by Andrika. Puck lay loose in the corner. Good battle for it down there as Devin Gradoff battles. Along with Maxfield. Andrika out at the point with Bolin. Puck still loose. Cadillac tries getting it out. They get it to the blue line, but not out. Kept in again by Gabe Maxfield's stick. And we're going to have a hook now. And that also might be on Cadillac. And we might get the Braves a little power play here. And in 17 seconds, it'll turn into a 5-on-3.
Yeah, you could just tell with how hard he was working down there. It was Gradoff that he was just doing his best to fend off the defender. The official gave some leeway and eventually just had to make the call.
So Maxfield, Gradoff, Andrika with Bolin on the ice. 4-on-3 for 17 seconds, and then the Braves will have a two-man advantage for well over a minute 11, after the penalty expires, they got to get the score clock right here. They put up a three-minute penalty by accident. They got to get that fixed down to two. And they got it taken off. They'll get it back up. And now we're underway. 5:13, face-off down to the right of 10th grader Nicholas Bransma in net. Cadillac wins the draw. They get it to center ice. Drive it all the way down into the Braves zone. Braves there to pick it up. Gage Maxfield, head of steam over the blue line, takes a big hit, loses the puck, gets it back. Cadillac tries to clear it, shot right on, good save by Blansma. Cadillac tries to clear it again, Andrika with a shot, and there's a glove save as Nicholas Bransma flashes the leather. And the Braves now will go 5-on-3 here with 4:43 left in the first period.
Yeah, this is a big opportunity. This game probably going to be low scoring, and Cadillac with this physical play going to try to wear down Tawas. When you can get an advantage like this, you're going to have a power play at least for a minute and a half. You've got to take advantage.
Andrika at the blue line, shot, hit an ankle, didn't get all the way through. Gradoff retrieves it, sends it around the boards to Hazen. Hazen chips it into the corner right to a Cadillac player, and he'll backhand it all the way down the ice, and that's a big clear for Cadillac. Back to get it is Andrika. He circles his net. He's got Prim, Gradoff with him, puck down into the corner. Andrika battles hard in the corner. Two Braves down there. Puck comes loose behind the Cadillac net, and once again, Cadillac will send it down ice. 20 seconds till they get their first man back. Hazen out of his zone to Prim. Chips the puck cross ice. Another big hit out there. This time Maxfield will walk in. Makes a little move. Shot. Wide of the net. Rebound. Pokes it out front. Rebound again. Shot. And he scores. It looked like Gage Maxfield scored. The referee's waving it off. Maxfield's hands went in the air like it was a goal. The referees are talking about it now. We'll see what happens. Looks like there's going to be a faceoff. No goal. Faceoff to the right-hand side of Blansma. But that doesn't happen very often. When they put their hands in the air, they usually know the puck went in. No big hollering going on.
Nope, they seem like they're pretty okay with the result.
They get their one man back. It's 5-on-4 now. Faceoff comes out to neutral ice with 3:38 left. Tawas still with 20 seconds left in a power play. The Cadillac dumps it down the ice. No icing. First guy on the puck is Mitch House. Mitch House battling hard in the corner, not afraid to play the body. House chips it around. Puck lay loose now. Brumler still working on it. And now back to help out is Sean Bernard. He gets it chipped away by House, and House is everywhere right now. Mitch House, just a workhorse for the Vikings. Braves clear the zone, get it up through center. Charlie Schnettler loses control, and once again, the Braves will go back and get it. They wrap it all the way around. Picked up by Bernard. Bernard takes some body. Schnettler chips it out to the Cadillac line, and then Cadillac will cross ice it and get into the zone. The puck's offside, and that's going to come as an offside. A little pushing and shoving right down below us here between Sean Bernard and number six, Bjorn Tracy.
And some words exchanged between the both of them as well. Some pleasantries, some how you doing, how's the season been so far.
Yeah. A little bit of this and that. 2:40 left in our first period. Real treat coming up during our first intermission. We'll have Matt Barash, the assistant coach, and just a wealth of hockey knowledge as our guest. Braves win the draw. They start out in their own zone. Chipped ahead by Joel Allman. Braves try to get it cross ice. Gradoff down in the corner. Wraps it around behind the Cadillac net. Chipped out to the blue line, but not out. Maxfield shoots it in just wide. Gradoff gives chase. Tries to chip it to Prim. Can't do it. Cadillac comes up with it. They lose it. Hazen with a shot from the blue line. Right on net. And Bransma had to be quick with that one to keep this game scoreless with 2:09 left.
Tampa's done a nice job of evening up the shots on goal now. I have it as 9-7, still a Cadillac advantage, but I think Tampa's has had at least the last four. They've done a nice job of playing offense and making Cadillac play on their heels.
Faceoff will be to the left-hand side of Nicholas Bransma. Puck one goes behind the net. Collision back there, and they're going to wash off that icing, saying it was deflected. Now we got a race for it down into the corner. Good speed there by Walker Hazen. Not out. Up to the top of the slot with a shot, and that's blocked by Hazen. Maxfield will turn back the other way with Gradoff. With under 2 minutes left, Gradoff gets it in the zone, chips it right on net. That'll count as a shot. Cadillac gets the rebound. Drive it down the ice. If it goes far enough, it'll be an icing, and it does. And with a minute 33 left, the Braves will get a faceoff deep in the Cadillac zone.
This guy continue to work hard. They could use this little break with the intermission. Finish this 90 seconds strong. That was one thing we saw at the end of periods over the last couple of years. Sometimes Tallis would let one through.
Great observation. 93 seconds left in our first period. Draw one by the Braves. Shot right on. Mishandled a little by Bransma. Put the rebound out. Braves still forechecking. Puck down deep between the Cadillac zone. Chipped out to the blue line. Good speed to go get that with Zach Miller along the boards. And he battles and digs for it. Comes out to the point. Bolin sends it back in behind the Cadillac cage. Cadillac will regroup, wrap it around the boards, back to that same spot. Two Braves over there, chip it back in. Good forechecking right now by Tallis. Puck finally gets out over the Cadillac zone and down the middle, and they call an offside. And that was probably a good thing because they were in on goal there.
Yeah,
Ethan Wood.
That was one-on-one with Ethan Wood, no doubt about it. And you can see the defenders go back and tap Ethan Wood a little bit for hard work he's put in here. But that was the situation I was just talking about that Tallis has to avoid these last 54 seconds in a scoreless contest.
Eight seniors on this Cadillac team. Draw one by Cadillac, chipped into the Tallis zone. Puck tried to get released by Henry Brumler, but gets to the boards. And then a big collision down there. No penalty. Puck drove back in. Cadillac tags up and comes back in after it. From behind his own net, Braden Bolin looks over the situation. Flips it. Not out. Right in a high slot. Nice pass shot. Oh, and Ethan Wood just robbed. Absolutely robbed Caden Roussel. At point-blank range on a bad giveaway by the Braves.
That is one-on-one. Ethan Wood gets the left hand out there, knocks it down, and dives on it. A wonderful play by the senior Ethan Wood.
Face-off will be to his right. 25 seconds left. Braves win the draw. Again, chip it right out into the slot. Shot that goes wide, fortunately. House, first one on it in the corner. Puck along the wall out to the point. Chip down below the cage and in behind Wood. Couple body checks thrown there. They battle for the puck. It's loose along the wall. 3 seconds. Two. Shot off the side of the metal. And that'll do it. And the Braves will escape the first period without giving one up on the late pressure from the Vikings. We're scoreless through one here from the Barn by the Bay. We'll be back with our second period intermission after this on 104.7, your power station for sports.
Teams have flipped sides of the ice, ready to get second period underway. And as we do, let you know this game is brought to you in part by Seymour's Home Decor Center of East Tallis, Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Tallis City, and TCA Insurance of Tallis City.
You can hear the crowd here at the barn getting ready as they drop the puck. Cadillac wins it, dumps it deep into the Tallis zone behind Ethan Wood, and they're the first in to get it. Mitch House lays a big body check on the Braves defenseman back there, and like we talked about, he's been all over the ice tonight for Cadillac. Cadillac works it around deep in the corner. Caden Roussel battles down there deep in the corner with Henry Brumler. Braves come out of it, turn it back over. Andrika, frustrated, chops it around the boards, gets it up top, and Sean Bernard will get it out. Takes a big check down along the wall. And Cadillac retreats behind their own net. Zach Beckhart right there, and he's going to try to do it on his own, and there's a penalty coming right away to the Braves as Sean Bernard got beat and decided to put the stick between the legs and jackknife him, and that's going to cost the Braves two early here in a second.
Yeah, not the time for that right at the top of a period. Not what Sean Bernard, who I've shouted out as having a real nice game so far, not the type of play he's made. Again, a little slow moving the feet, as Coach Barash mentioned.
So the faceoff will go all the way down into the Braves' end to the left, Ethan Wood. And we'll see the Cadillac power play here on full display. Cadillac wins it, gets it to the point. Works it off into the corner with a shot that was driven wide by Thomas Rahilly. Puck came all the way out into neutral ice. Cadillac will have to go back and get it. House, Rahilly, Keenan Foster all out on the power play. Centering pass gets to the other side to the high point. Fans on it, and the puck will slide loosely all the way back to the Cadillac end as the Braves get a break there. Foster turns it, gets it into the zone, tries to take it back. Braves with some quick sticks. They'll knock it out to the neutral zone again, and Cadillac can't get set up on the power play either. Back in their own zone, cross ice, Thomas Rahilly gets it up along the boards. They give it to Foster. Foster goes down, works himself behind the Braves' cage. That's picked up there down deep by Blake Seeley. Seeley along the boards, out to the blue line. Back to Seeley to the other side of the point. Seeley in the high slot. He'll let it rip, and that's blocked and knocked down out front on a good defensive play by the Braves. Braves battling hard. And they dump it all the way down the ice. One of the Braves chases after it, picks it up, gets a shot off. And that was blocked, and right back the other way for Cadillac. 35 left in the power play. Cadillac sets up camp in the Ottawa zone. Out in a high slot shot. Big save, Wood, out front. Off Thomas Rahilly. Rahilly gets it back. Braves break that up. And chopped the puck, but not out of the zone. Rahilly will tee it back up, cross ice. Walks right in, shot. That was just wide. Braves need a clear here. There's one off a shin that takes a Braves bounce. And Cody Prim will dump that puck right down on net. Chips at it. Puck lay loose now behind the Cadillac zone. And the power play is over. The Braves kill it off. Cody Prim on the forecheck right now against Devin Garner. Garner gets it up ice to Caden Roussel. Roussel skates it into the Brave zone. Puts a drop pass back for House. Chipped off his stick. Braves head out of their zone. High little chip pass. Onside. Shot scored! Kyle Andrika on a beautiful chip shot from Devin Granoff, and that'll make it 1-0 Braves.
Well, we had talked about the little flip passes into the zone on defense. The little flip pass on offense, there's what makes the play, and Drinka slips behind. The Cadillac defense has a one-on-one, and Kyle Andrika one-on-one with the goaltender is going to lead to a lot of goals for the Braves this year.
What timing on that pass to flip it over the top and stay onside, and that's going to go down as 18 from number 25 is how that's going to go. So Andrika from Joel Allman off the faceoff back the other way. Shot right on goal. A little bit of congestion behind the net. I don't see any penalties being called, but a good save once again right off that opening faceoff by Ethan Wood.
Yeah, and I was going to mention in the penalty kill, great job by the Braves. Faced some shots, but only one shot on goal.
Right.
There is a penalty up on the board now against the Braves, it looks like.
Yeah, there was a little bit of rough stuff behind the net. Walker Hazen's going to sit 2 minutes for roughing. And once again, the Braves' power play will get tested now for the second time already in the second period. 13:35, Braves up top, 1-0 on the Andrika goal. Cadillac wins the draw in the Tawas zone. Tawas battles along the boards to try to clear it, and they do. Skated it out over center ice. Gage Maxfield works his way around. Centers it out in the high slot. Shot deflected. Well out of play by Gradoff, but a real nice rush on a shorthanded situation by Gage Maxfield.
Yeah, I really like that decision from Gage Maxfield. Instead of wrapping it around the boards, centers it, hoping that one of his players is there. Gradoff is there. Good defense by Cadillac to deflect it away.
So this is our first time we'll get a good look at 10th grader Nicholas Bransma right down here in front of us. Cadillac defends the goal here. Braves shorthanded, take the draw, get it to the boards. Shot off the faceoff. Back the other way. Good body right there by Boland, getting a piece of house before he could get ahead of steam up out of the Cadillac end. Cadillac sends it. It's tipped. House right on it in the high slot. Walks in. Goes around the net. Tries to do a wraparound. That won't go. Goes up the boards. Once again, Cadillac keeps it in and gets it deep. This time, Tawas chips it, and it goes through the feet of the Cadillac D-man at the blue line. And comes all the way back into the Cadillac zone. Big hit right there by number six, Charlie Schnettler. And it looks like the other guy retaliated after he took the hit from Schnettler. And he'll go into the penalty box. And once again, for about the third time tonight, Zach Beckhardt picks up a penalty and evens up the on-ice strength.
That's 100% what happened. It was a perfectly clean hit, and then he decided to shove him down into the ground, and the referee is from the far side, the one who decided that was a little too much.
So we're four aside again, 12:34 left in our second. Face-off, won by House, and he immediately takes off down toward the other end of the ice. House with a full head of steam walks right in on Ethan Wood, and what a save. Now the Braves back as they tip it out down the other way. Hendrika sidesteps a big hit. Big hit behind the net by Bernard. Around the boards, Boland takes a big hit. And the checking has picked up along the sidebar. Right out front. Out in front, we got a high stick from the back official down in the zone. And we'll see who this is on. Looks like it's going to be on the Braves. Referee DeLodge is going to call Braden Boland 2 minutes for high sticking. And, boy, you want to talk about 1 minute of solid action right there. Back and forth both ways. Big save by Woody at the other end. So we'll go 4-on-3 here for 31 seconds, and then we'll be back to 4-on-4 for a minute 32. Dallas Braves will be shorthanded, though. 4-on-3 here for half a minute. They try to win the draw. They turn, try to clear it. Won't get out. Right to the point. Cadillac chips it across to the other point. Back to this side. Thomas Rahilly with a shot right on. Would turn that into the corner. Rahilly again at the point. He's going to walk it. Give it back over in the corner to Ryan Lincoln. Lincoln gets down in the corner, leaves a puck there. 5 seconds left, the Braves will get one back. Rahilly out to House with a shot, and Ethan Wood, bingo bango right there, makes a big save, and the Braves get their man back. So we're 4-on-4 on ice strength with 11:34 left in our second period.
Man, Tawas much more focused here in the second period, as they have a 1-0 lead, and the defense has stepped up here, especially the way they played on Mitch House, just putting a body on him, making nothing easy.
Caden Roussel will win the draw, gets it back toward the point. That puck comes all the way to the point now. Back cross ice, broken up by the Braves. 2-on-1 the other way if they hurry. The Braves will clear it all the way down and just take some pressure off 4-on-4. Maxfield on the forecheck. He lays the body into Taylor Owens. And then another good hit down in the corner as Cadillac skates through it. Roussel all the way around the boards, comes out to the slot. Kevin Garner with a shot. That goes wide. Braves will clear into the Cadillac zone. Maxfield walks in, tries to make a second move, one too many that time. Probably could have got a good shot off. Cadillac clears, but not out. Good keep in by Joel Allman up at the point. Now back the other way, Taylor Owens. He'll ice it down the other end of the ice, and that's a good icing for the Braves with 5 seconds left. In Cadillac's penalty, the Braves will go shorthanded here for about 29 seconds in the second period.
Let's pause real quick for station identification on WKJC.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the big one, 50,000 watts. WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
Mitch House, after a block shot, there's going to be a penalty. Mitch House, after a block shot down in the Cadillac end, right off the shin pad, sent him on a breakaway. And a breakaway he did go. Ethan Wood somehow managed to hang in his goal crease, absorb his weight coming in, and stop the puck. Right off the faceoff, Cadillac rips one over the top of the cage onto the back glass. They're going to do it again. They walk into one. Gabe Owens with a shot right on. Or Gabe Altman, rather, with a shot right on. And again, Woody's being special right now, Bradley. We've seen him like this before. He's in the zone.
Yeah, absolutely locked in. Not afraid. I mean, he is stepping up into some of these hits that he's taking. He's not moving out of the way of some of the bodies flying at him.
Face-off won by Cadillac again. They get it back to the point. Gartner gets it out front. Chopped at. Missed. And then we're going to have a cross-checking penalty coming up. Right out in front. And that's going to be on the Braves. So, Brad, we're going to the well once too often here for the third time this period. This time it's Henry Brumler picking up a cross-checking penalty. Third cross-check of the night for the Braves. So they'll be 5-on-3 for 3 seconds, and that might not sound like a lot, but with the faceoff deep in our zone, they got time to get something off before they get that first player back.
Yeah, we've only played 7 minutes of the period, and the faceoff does go the Braves' way, but
got a lucky draw that came all the way back into our end. And I tell you what, Tawas is playing the body now like they haven't all night. There's some big hits being laid out on both sides. Mitch House not afraid to hit somebody. Play in the Cadillac zone. They try to use the far wall. Ran over there by Charlie Schnettler, who's not afraid of the contact. And the Braves chip one, chop one. That's Joel Allman. Can't get a piece of it. He takes a shot up high. He retaliates, and he's going to get a penalty. Now the Braves, and now there's some rough stuff from Cadillac as well. And now we got a little scrum going on, Brad. Couple guys squaring off, and the two combatants originally down on the ice. I saw the referee's hand go up. Joel Allman had the original penalty. I know that. A referee skating Cody Prim to the, or Sean Bernard over to the penalty box.
Yeah, he joined in on it too once they went to the ground. But yeah, this is Joel Allman finally took exception to one more hit and just. He dropped the stick. There was no more hockey anymore for Joel Allman
there. It was Gabe Altman that that started that scrum and threw the original hit. And Allman just had enough because he had his head down. He was kind of in a bad spot. And Altman ran him pretty good. And this time, Joel Allman retaliated. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that he did. And I think you're seeing the energy of this game. You mentioned it started a good 2-3 minutes ago where you could kind of feel it starting to pick up, and that right there just kind of came to a head. We'll see if cooler heads prevail or if this picks up. This is two frustrated hockey teams who feel like they should have a goal, and instead we're sitting out with just a 1-0 lead for the Tawas area Braves. It's their only shot they've taken in this second period. They were able to put in the back of the net.
So we'll see how the referees saw the situation. There's two Braves currently in the penalty box.
While they figure this out, let you know this game brought to you in part by Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena, the Barash Funeral Homes of Tawas City, All Gray Hill, Oscoda, Prescott, and Twining, Sunshine Realty of Tawas City, Bolin Asphalt Paving of East Tawas, and the Tawas Bay Insurance Agency of East Tawas.
So the officials are over giving the call to the scorekeeper in the glass. The on-ice situation before that happened was the Braves were shorthanded. They were down 5-4. So we're going to see how much that changes. We'll see if the Braves get two penalties or if one of them is just a misconduct. and the other two are going to wash each other out. A couple roughs maybe. It certainly wasn't a fight. You can't call that a fight, I don't think, but it certainly was a roughing.
It was as close to a fight as you can get without it being fighting.
Right.
There was definitely an attempt at one.
And, you know, it's funny, but, you know, there's people that don't like that in hockey, but it's part of the game. It's an emotional sport. And there wasn't one person not standing when that happened in this building down in them stands. So.
Absolutely right.
So it looks like, from my vantage point, the Braves are going to go down 5-3. There's one penalty up on the board for Tawa. So
it's only
now
Sean
the
Bernard.
Biggest test of the evening as Cadillac wins the draw. Cadillac's got Rahilly out there and Devin Gardner and House. Gardner behind the net to Rahilly. Rahilly centers it, jumps over the stick of Caden Roussel. Roussel in the corner, centers it across ice. And there's a penalty coming again from the back official, but Cadillac on a cross ice power play goal. They get themselves on the board and tie this thing up at one each, Brad.
Yeah, it just kind of felt like it was coming, that 5-on-3. You can only sit in it for so long. And we mentioned Cadillac not, or Tawas not getting set up on 5-on-3s on power plays. Cadillac got set up immediately, was able to get a good shot, caught Tawas just a little flat-footed, and able to equalize this game at one. Looked like that was Thomas Rahilly, I believe, he put it in the back of the net.
Yeah, we're going to wait till we get that from our official scorekeeper. Braves win the draw. Still 5-on-4 down on the ice. And a long wait for a whistle there as goalkeeper Bransma picked it up, but the referee didn't blow the whistle, and finally, Bransma had to hold it up and say, hey, I got the puck.
I don't know if you guys know, this is important. I have the
puck. So Braves still shorthanded here for a minute 24. Faceoff won by the Braves. Swing it out to the point. Shot in on net. And Bransma saw that all the way. Flashes the leather on the fluttering little shot from the far point over there by number 65, Henry Brumler.
Tawas High School Hockey brought to you in part by the M65 Bait Shop of Whittemore, Nordic Sports of East Dallas, and Edward Jones of East Dallas.
Braves win the faceoff again. Brumler tries to let one go. Maxfield picks the pocket of the Cadillac player and gets tossed around off the puck. And fortunately, the Braves pick it up and send it back down ice. No icing as it was deflected. Cadillac now takes a little more body down in their own end, and the Braves are picking up their own hitting. Beckhart with a good pass all the way up ice to Blake Seeley. Seeley into the Tawa zone. Cross ice to the other side. Shot. Good blocker saved by Wood. Rebound. Shot and ripped wide. Over to the far side again for Caden Hawkins. He wraps it back around the boards. Shot from the point, lay loose in the slot. Backhander by Blake Seeley. That goes into the corner. He misses the cage. Now the puck behind the Braves net again, out to the point. Shot right on. And once again, Wood got a piece of that and chipped it to the corner. Cadillac applying a lot of pressure now. 15 left in the penalty. Out in the slot, shot, and they score. And there's no doubt about that one. That was tic-tac-toe, Brad, and right out front, and an excellent goal, to be honest, a power play goal.
Yeah, absolutely, a beautiful play there by the Cadillac Vikings, able to, you mentioned the constant pressure. I mean, just in this period alone, they've racked up 9 shots, and we're not even 10 minutes into it yet. And again, that time able to slip into the crease and easily put one right behind the left side of Ethan Wood.
So in a span of a minute and four, the Braves give up 2 power play goals, and Cadillac takes a 2-1 lead here with 7:25 left in the second. Down in the corner, puck comes out. Now we got another high sticking penalty down in the corner. Referee DeLage heading over to the penalty box area. This time, this one's going to be on Cadillac. To number 18, Sean Kranitz. And Kranitz will sit two or less. And this is a real important power play now for the Braves.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's a big chance for the Braves. They've got to take some of this momentum back. Even if they don't score, they have to be playing offense this last 7 minutes and 20 seconds of the period. Now trailing 2-1 after scoring the first goal of the period.
Braves win the draw in the Cadillac and behind the net. Bowling out front, shot and a rebound. And that went in the first one, I believe. I believe that's a goal. The referee's right here saying no, and we had a pretty good look at it. It was definitely not in the net. It was a nice shot by Zach Miller.
Oh, very nice,
pass,
but no, it did not go in.
But that puck did not go in the net.
Beautiful pass right in the middle, but no goal.
So a good start to the power play. This time Cadillac wins it, fires it around, and that gets out and all the way down ice. Logan Tuck gives chase for it for Cadillac. And that'll come all the way back down into the zone, which it shouldn't be. That faceoff should go to center ice. Because they were shorthanded, so. Now they'll, that faceoff's got to come to center ice, not down in the Tawas end.
That's what Coach Mel Rattel's pointing at, too. He's trying to get that to center ice.
Absolutely. So referees now, you know, it's opening night for them, too. And waiting on head coach Crystal, or head referee Chris DeLodge. He says, nope, we're staying right here. Throw the faceoff to the left-hand side of Ethan Wood. Braves win the draw, clear it, but right to the blue line. And they got a break. It hopped over a stick. Two man headed in, Gradoff with a backhander, floats it wide, comes down into the corner. Out to the point, shot, lay loose. And then chipped away and taken back the other way by Cadillac. They sent it in wide of Wood. Picked up back there by Devin Gradoff. Gradoff clears it but not out. Cadillac working hard now, shorthanded. They'll lag the puck, send it back down behind the net. Braden Bolin wraps it around the boards, and once again, that's right to a Cadillac player. And Cadillac's maintaining possession now in a shorthanded situation. Tawas tries to come back the other way, and they do. They get it into the zone. Gradoff gets railed. Just railed. Out front by number 22, Caden Hawkins. We got some pushing and shoving out front going on as it's getting a little bit chippy. Braves couldn't get a handle on it. Cadillac will clear. 30 seconds left in the Braves' power play. 2-1 Cadillac, 5:46 left in the second. Long pass jumps over the stick of Maxfield. Cadillac will send it back the other way, and Tawas will have to retreat. Braden Bolin gives chase to the puck, picks it up in his own end, wraps around behind Wood. 10 in the penalty, enough time to get it down to this end. Braden Bolin on a nice rush. Goes wide. Centers it right out front. Puck batted away. Batted down. Comes out to the blue line. Shot by Tawas all the way through. And cool, calm, and collected, Nicholas Bransma will grab it and hang on and end the Tawas power play.
Tawas a little bit more energy in that set. Able to get three shots on goal there in the power play. Kind of even it out. Seems like some of the hitting has cooled down a little bit. So Tawas can play a little bit more of their style of play this last 5:16.
Face off to the left, to Bransma. Tawas shoots it, but wide. Puck lay loose along the boards. Kicked out. Tawas picks it back up. Knocked back into the Tawas zone by Cadillac. A lot of hitting going on right now along the sidewalls. Cadillac centers it, goes just past Wood, and gets go wide in the corner. Good battle down in the corner. Allman, Bernard, Indrika, all three of the Braves. But Cadillac comes out with it to the point with a shot right on. And Woody might have got a piece of that one. Out to neutral ice. Braves trying to get it into the Cadillac zone. Cadillac makes a mistake. Bernard goes after it. Tries to backhand it in. Big hit coming there. That was Cody Prim. Here comes Prim again. Tawas trying to forecheck. Bernard Prim along the wall. Good battle going on. Everyone playing clean at this point. Prim chips it ahead with his skate. Bernard out in a slot shot. And that was a beautiful shot by Zach Miller. And the Braves put a real good chance on there with 4:08 left in the second.
Yeah, you really like that. Fighting down here on the boards with bigger attackers than you. Able to get the puck clean, get it to Zach Miller. At least got a shot on the net, and they just need to keep making Nicholas Brandsman face as much rubber as possible.
Dallas wins a draw. They wrap it around the back of the net behind Brandsma. Comes back out the other way. Grant Hamp tries to put it up the boards. Won't get it out. Dallas keeps it in. Loose play in the slot. And finally, Cadillac kicks it out. Back to get it, Bolin. And real good stick work by Bolin to get it down ice. Peyton Freeman getting himself a shift and working hard forechecking. Cadillac picks it up in center ice, and they'll bring it into the Tawas zone led by Will Castle. Braves back to get it. Sent out to the blue line and hops over the Cadillac skate. 3:23 left, 2-1 Vikings on top of the Braves, second period. Along the boards again. Cooper Gorman comes in, plays a little body check, another body check, and a nice one right at the blue line. Cadillac dumps it in right on net. That will be a shot on goal, and for the time being, Ethan Woods just going to hang on to that and say, we're going to take a little break here, aren't we, Red?
You know what? And they need one. The Braves do, with only 3:05 left in the period. And again, you enter that danger zone as they're going to have to play defense, and they've got to hold off a Cadillac attack for 3 minutes.
Right off the draw, puck goes to Cadillac, turned over to the Braves, and the Braves get center ice, dump it right in on Brandsma. He doesn't play it. Maxfield gets to it first, puts it into the high slot, nobody there. Then they try to skate behind the net. Cody Prim right there, and then finally, on a nice breakout, here comes Devin Garner out for Cadillac. Gets it cross ice. Braves chip it back out to the neutral zone. And here come the Braves too strong. Cody Prim with a nice move right on net, though. Brandsma clears it himself out to neutral ice. Braves working hard right now. Turnover, though, gives it right to Bjorn Tracy. Tracy gets it to the blue line. And then we got a whistle for an offside, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like out and in.
We'll have a face-off just outside the Tawas zone. 2:19. Glad you're with Brad and I today. Looking forward to bringing you at least 4 Tawas Braves hockey games this year, one each month for the next 4 months. And we're so glad you joined us tonight. Cadillac wins a draw. Puck lay loose at neutral ice. Logan Tuck with the puck. Shot right on. Wood leaves it for his defenseman, who lost it. They recenter it back to the point. Thomas Rahilly gets it over to the other corner. Ryan Lincoln back to Rahilly. Rahilly gets it onto the left side. Shot blocked. Tawas chips it around back behind the boards. Comes back out to the point again. Rahilly leaves it along the near wall for Ryan Lincoln. Up to the point. Braves block it and head out. Too strong. They headman the puck. Good grab. Nice work by Zach Miller. Gets ran off the puck. Braves right there. In the high slot. Wind up. Shot right on. Nice block. As Logan Tuck laid out and blocked that shot that came in from the point, and the Braves will have to retreat into their own end. Braves fan on it. Get it around the boards. Andrika can't chip it out. Now they do. Sean Bernard centers that puck. Miller. Miller down into the corner. Miller working hard. In his feet, centers it. Clicks out to the side. Bolin jumps on it, keeps it in, sends it back behind the Cadillac goal. 1 minute left. 1 minute remaining here in our second period. Braves with a good forecheck right now. Cadillac finally picks it up. Thomas Rahilly sends it out. And now there's a break the other way for Logan Tuck. But getting back nicely with Braden Bolin to break that up. Puck comes just out of the blue line. Cadillac chips it back in. Bolin wraps it around the boards. Nobody there but a Cadillac player. That's House. House with the ball, puck circling all the way out into the slot. Lets one go. Shot is wide. Mitch House with all the skating talent on the ice. He's going to walk in from this side on a backhand. Nope, he's going to try to wrap it around. Centers it. Cadillac with a shot. That's knocked away out front. Braves cleared off the boards and all the way down the ice. And that's going to be right on net, so they'll wash off the icing. And that'll bring us to the end of our second period. So two unanswered goals, a minute and 4 seconds apart for Cadillac here in the second. And that brings us to where we stand. Two for Cadillac, one for the Braves after two. We'll be back with our second period intermission after this on 104.7, your power station for sports.
Ready to start our third period here from the Thomas Bay Ice Arena, 2-1 Cadillac. This game brought to you in part by the IRISA Tech Center of Thomas City, the Walker Insurance Agency of All Gray, Hicks Tax Service of East Thomas, Shermer Construction of East Thomas, and Dr. Scott McElinden of All Gray.
Well, Bradley, if you can believe it, we're going to start out our third period at even strength. I know we haven't seen much even strength hockey, but the supporters are behind the Braves. They want them to go. Braden Bolin wins the draw. Sends it right into the Cadillac end. Braves give chase for it. Cadillac wraps it around the boards. And Sean Bernard will be there to make sure it doesn't get out. And he chips it back down deep. Up along the near boards this time. Puck lay loose. Miller gets it down in deep behind the Cadillac zone. Turned up the board again. Good battle along the wall with Henry Brumler. Here comes Cadillac. Back the other way. House. Mitch House with a head of steam. And he can really skate. Goes all the way around, out into the high slot, looking to shoot it or pass it. Takes a drop pass, leaves it at the blue line for Zach Bernhardt. Cadillac with great puck possession, good skill. This is a good hockey team we're watching right here. Down deep. Was going to be a hit. Andrika decided to lay off it. Cross ice pass. Bernhardt walks in with a shot that didn't get through, hit a skate out front. Back to Bernhardt again, lets one rip, and this time Ethan Wood had eyes on it the whole way, flashed a little leather, and we'll have a faceoff deep in the Tawas end.
High-quality defense there by Braden Bolin. As House was making his skate around, Bolin stayed step-for-step with him, stride-for-stride with him, and made sure that he couldn't make a play.
Faceoff. Tough draw. Puck goes into the slot. Blake Seeley with it out to the point. Shot lay loose out front. Rebound. Second rebound. Baldwin Wood kicks away. Good work by Ethan Wood keeping Tracy off the board. And now a good stick, and the Braves will clear to the Cadillac zone. And it looks like we're going to have a penalty, and it's going to be a roughing. And I'll be darned, it looks like it's going to be on Thomas.
Yeah, I think it was right after the faceoff. Well, this is the longest we've gone into a period before our first penalty, and not even 90 seconds.
Yeah. Cody Prim's going to get the rough. That's going to put Tawas down a man. They'll have four guys out there, Maxfield, Hazen, to try to kill the penalty. Puck lay loose on the ice after the draw. Picked up by Soleil. Soleil gets it back to the point. He gets it back in a high circle. Soleil with a shot. That's just wide. Over to the other corner. Rahilly, our goal scorer. Tracy, he's got a point tonight. Tracy has it along the high boards. Down low to Rahilly. Rahilly banks it off the goal. Rebound, shot. Wood turned that away. Back out to the point. Loose puck, almost a breakaway, but it didn't happen. Certainly could have. Down low, Cadillac into the slot. And Soleil, waiting right on the side of the goal step, puts it in, and that puts a Cadillac up 3-2.
Yeah, that was just an unfortunate spot for Ethan Wood. That pass was not supposed to get to him. That slipped through the intended target and just caught Ethan Wood a little out of position because the first Cadillac attacker whiffed.
So Blake Soleil gets his second goal of the evening at 14:56. Right off the draw, the Tawas player gets mugged, no call. Puck dumped into the Cadillac zone, and Cadillac will regroup now with a 3-1 lead. attempted clear. Gorman keeps it in, takes a high hit up in his chops from Zach Beckhardt. And Gorman puts it back on him along the boards. And another one from Gorman as he comes in there with his hands a little high. No penalties being called. Braves chip it around the back. Cadillac tries to dump it up. Braves going to get a penalty now, and it's Cooper Gorman. Four times in a row, he ran with his hands up. Not a good penalty for the Braves at this point, down 3-1. Cadillac sends a goalie to the bench for the extra attacker on this delayed penalty. As we creep under the 14-minute mark, Cadillac sends it out of their zone, and now they got pressure coming into the Tawa zone. Ran off the puck, and if Bolin can get to it, which he does, that'll get the whistle. And we'll see a Cooper Gorman penalty, and Tawa shorthanded again, Brad. Not something they need.
Yeah, and all three goals by Cadillac have been scored while Tawa is shorthanded. And even strength, this game is 1-0 Tawa. But when Tawa makes mistakes, like right there, and you called it perfectly, Cooper Gorman went to four different guys who had the puck with his hands way too high, essentially hunting the penalty, and eventually the referee crew gave it to him. Shot off the faceoff, easily saved by Wood. Used the leg to hold it down. And Tawas will have another faceoff to the right of Ethan Wood.
Andrika now, he'll step in against the captain house. Andrika wins it and slides it out over the blue line. Good clear. Cross ice pass, Cadillac. Walker Hazen not afraid to throw the weight around. Makes a nice check. Cadillac tries to center it. Puck's loose, and once again, Andrika sends it all the way down ice. Cadillac comes back in. They chip it in. Andrika turns it, hits the skate of Zach Miller. He turns it and gets it out to center ice before Cadillac brings it right back in. Chipped it out to the point. Shot from the point. That's knocked down by Hazen. And now Andrika will head the other way shorthanded. Long shot, kind of wide, steered to the corner by Bransma. Hit up against the back, but not good enough to justify a penalty. And then the hand comes up, and we're going to get a tripping call. As it has just been a parade to the box tonight, Brad.
Oh, wow. This one's going on Cadillac.
Yep.
First thought to call it. Yep, that's on Cadillac. And, yeah, this will be not even strength for the next minute, and then a one-minute power play. But you're right. This game has been choppy, no flow, because both teams.
Gabe Ottman picks up a slashing penalty for Cadillac. They win the draw on their end. Skating four skaters aside right now. Cadillac gets it out. All the way through neutral ice. Good race for the puck. One by House. House centers it. Nice takeaway by Bolin, who heads back the other way. Over center ice. Got it up top to Andrika. Andrika couldn't handle it. Drop pass. That's broken up by Cadillac. And they send it right back out the other way. And Mitch House bears down on Hazen. Hazen with a good stick in the corner and a good check by Bolin. They gang up on House down in the near corner. Puck still loose in their feet. And Seven White's going to get a penalty, and you know who that is. That's Braden Bolin. And again, it's just a parade to the box. We're going to go four skaters on three now for 21 seconds, and then we'll go four on four again, but a lot of penalties.
And it's not like the officials are calling too many. That's not what's happening. They're calling the penalties that... they're legitimate penalties, every single one of these. And now Tawa's going to get on the penalty kill. They're going to be in trouble facing a power play for a while.
Cadillac wins the draw. They keep possession in the Tawa zone. Out to the high point. Shot right on. Wood turns it aside. Rebound comes loose to Rahali. Rahali in the corner. Gets it along the near boards. Chopped out into Tracy Bourne. Out in the point. Bourne Tracy. And that's cleared by the Braves out to neutral ice. And hustling back to get it is Caden Hawkins for the Vikings. He'll set up behind his own net and head out of his zone. Long cross ice pass didn't connect. Tawas will chip it back to the Cadillac zone. Again, same thing. Finally, Cadillac gets it in Tawas' zone, kind of deep. Cody Prim out of the box from his penalty. He'll get it, go cross ice, and the Braves will get it up to center ice. Maxfield, good stick there by the Cadillac defenseman. Comes right to the line. That's picked up by Brumler. Brumler goes after his own miss, picks it up, gets into the Cadillac zone, walks in, shot. Bransma had to save that and steer it to the corner. Good shot by Brumler. Cadillac digs it out of the corner now. They sweep it around behind the net. Cadillac looks to go long. Cadillac going to be at full strength now, and they are. So they'll have a power play for an abbreviated 38 seconds. 10:47 left in our third. Maxfield hits the post. Rings one off the post. That could have made it 3-2, and that would have been a big goal. Braves yelling for icing. There wasn't one. That's not going to get called. Gabe Outman behind the net gets up. Braves shorthanded for 12 more seconds. Cadillac enters the zone. Mitch House battles hard. That's all he knows how to do. Brumler comes out of the pile with it, takes some body, gets it back, loses it to House, sends it out to the point. Penalty over. Here comes Braden Bowen. Chips it ahead. Bernard couldn't catch up with it. Just onside, Maxfield lags it around the net. Out front, shot.
What a save.
And what a great save by Nicholas Bransma. You want to talk about flashing leather, he flashed the leather right there to make it, keep it 3-1.
He just took the puck right off the stick. That was very impressive and held it up for the officials to see. 9:57 to play here in our third period. This game brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Tawas City and Muffler Man of Tawas City.
Braves win the draw. Shot from the point. Hazen, that's deflected into the corner on a good save by Bransma. Tawas applying some pressure now with a little forecheck. In and out, Maxfield along the boards. Chipped down into the corner. Maxfield looks to the slot. Comes out to the high slot. Brumler keeps it in. I'm sorry, that was Allman. Allman wraps it around the boards. Tawas working hard on their forecheck, but here comes Cadillac on a turnover. Out through center ice. Good hands right there. Patient. Walker Hazen changes it, heads back the other way. Devin Gradoff takes a big check out at the blue line. Cadillac has not stopped playing the body all night. Into the corner. Gradoff battles. Gradoff, Walker Hazen. Guy left his feet there to check the black, the Brave, and no call on that. Big hit behind. Shot from the point. Allman right on. Score. Rebound loose. Puck lay loose. What a save once again by Nicholas Bransma. As he's got the Braves number right now. Cadillac will turn after that great forecheck and just ice it as well they should, because Tawas had their best pressure of the night on there, Brad.
This has been a clinic in the third period by Nicholas Bransma, taking one off the net and then right there able to just stay alive long enough for his defense to come and clear out the Braves. I mean, you're right, the Braves had their best chances of the night there, but at some point the goalie just wins.
Face off to his right. Braves win the draw. Cross ice from D to D. That's knocked into the shin pads and right back the other way for Cadillac. Knocked off the puck. Bolin takes a big hit in a corner. Andrika's right there with him. Bolin battling hard for the puck. Cadillac leaves it at the point. Shot right at the post. And he can't find it in the rebound. Gets poked in right out in front of us by number 18, Shane Kranitz. And that's going to put Cadillac up top 4-1 now. And with 8:16 left in the third, Brad, things are looking a little dull.
Yeah, that one just got over the head of Ethan Wood, dropped behind him, hit the post. Nobody could see it. It slipped through a couple of defenders, and then, yep, there was Sean Kranitz, who just was able to get a stick on it and poke it through the net. And it's 4-1. That's a big, big goal and a timeout here called.
Well, if they're taking a timeout, we'll take one with them. We'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Reimiger, Brad Allen back with you at the Barn by the Bay. Bradley, that, if that didn't take the steam out, nothing will right there. Another goal from Cadillac, that one being scored by Sean Kranitz. Assist going out on that one to Reagan McKeever and number seven, Tristan Berge. And those are names you haven't heard tonight, so that was their fourth liners getting some ice time, and they scored a goal. Back to live action now. Cadillac will dump it right in on net. Ethan Wood will cover that up, and with 8:02 left, we got a 4-1 score here.
This game brought to you in part by Matt Prim at Zubac Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Tawas City, North Country Signs and Shirts of East Tawas, Tawas Bay Edgeworks of East Tawas, and by the Tawas Pharmacy in Tawas City.
We thank all our sponsors. We couldn't be out here doing what we do without you. Face off to the left to Ethan Wood. Winning the draw for the Braves is Schnettler. Brumler tries to clear it up the boards, doesn't get out. Now it does. Cadillac back giving chase for it. Thomas Rahilly picks it up in his own end, gives it away. Braves right there. Hand it off, little centering pass, won't get all the way through. Cadillac will get it to the blue line. Bolin goes cross ice over to Hazen. Hazen with a shot. That's deflected out front. Didn't get a shot through to the goaltender. Puck lay loose now behind the net. Braves still digging on it. They get it centered that time, and Bransma had to make a save, and right back the other way. Mitch House lay in the slot, puck loose. They grab it, shot right on. Ethan Wood made a big save there to keep it 4-1 and not let this get out of hand. Tawas chops at it, puck lay loose in the high slot. And finally, Bolin clears it down to the Cadillac end. You got to watch these last 7 minutes. Play could get a little chippy. You don't want to lose any guys for your game Thursday night. Bolin, good footwork in his own zone. Nothing on the pass, only goes to neutral ice. Bolin picks it up, gets high-sticked. There is a call coming on that. And the Braves will finally get a power play on their own as a pretty good high stick from Gabe Altman on that, and he'll go to the box.
You know, Mitch House is a guy that Matt Barash knows pretty well. And one thing that just I've noticed, and they've played him really well, they're refusing to let him get to his right hand this entire night. He had an open shot on the left side, decided not to take it, try and work back to the middle. He's refusing to do anything on the left side.
Well, like you say, that's what this game's all about, knowing your opponents. Shot off the point, right on goal, and a great save. And the puck lay loose, a minute for a rebound. Andrika from the other point now. Gets it down low. Centered. Goes all the way through. Braves working their power play. Maxfield, Hazen, Andrika. Maxfield off the sideboard, into the center, into the slot. And he fell down and got tripped, and the puck's back the other way now. Cadillac sends one over the roof, Ethan Wood, and out to the blue line. Big collision at the blue line. And he got up a little slow there. That's Caden Hawkins from Cadillac. He's going straight to the bench as he hurt himself on that big hit. Cadillac killing a penalty now. Braves trying to get possession. But Cadillac dumps it down ice. 5:46 left in our third. Braves in a deep hole, 4-1. They chip it up along the boards, and it goes out of play. And the faceoff will stay deep in the Tawas zone.
With only 5:38 to play, it's really time to turn on the jets now. If you're the Braves, I mean, you've got to try and take every shot you can, even if it's not a good one. You've just got to be trying to get the puck on net.
Tawas gets lined up. Cadillac wins the draw, chips it behind the Braves' net. That's Keenan Foster digging low and deep for it. Sends it all the way out to the blue line. Couldn't keep that. Maxfield away. Just couldn't get that one step and get the control of the puck for the breakaway. And Cadillac will cover up. Right back in now the other way. Bolin leaves it at the point. Shot Gradoff. That's right on. Steered to the corner. Puck loose behind the net. Bolin down digging deep for it. And Cadillac will clear it all the way down ice. Ethan Wood way out of his net to leave it there for Henry Brumler. Hank brings it out of his own end. Through center ice. Has his pocket picked and right back the other way. It's Cadillac with a shot on goal. Wood covers that up easily and leaves it there for his defenseman, Bernard. In the slot with a shot. Woody had to react to that, too. Knock it to the corner. Bolin trying to get out of his own end. Relentless forecheck by Cadillac. Big knee kind of thrown there, and there's a penalty coming. Bjorn Tracy threw a knee. You've got a penalty coming to Cadillac here. Kind of a dirty play this late in the game, really. And then finally on the turnover, Tracy's going to get called that penalty with 4:16 left. And I don't know. He shouldn't have any complaints. Just go right to the box.
Yeah, he's definitely arguing his case. I don't think he's going to win it, but definitely arguing his case. And, yeah, that little running knee that he just threw into the gut of one of the Thomas Braves. 4:16 to play. The Braves just wrapped up a power play. They enter another one, trailing 4-1.
So they'll send the first power play unit out. Braves struggle to win the draw. Cadillac gets it and dumps it all the way down ice. Cadillac with the clock on their side now. Not sending a forechecker up, shorthanded. Allman starts out behind his own net. He heads up ice. Scott Andrika with him. Bernard with him. And Walker Hazen also out there on the power play. Cadillac lifts the puck out. Allman has to give chase for it. Braves tap it around back behind their net. Walker Hazen's going to pick it up and try to get out of the zone with a head of steam. Pass to Andrika, doesn't connect. House. House was waiting for that hit when Walker Hazen went to hit him. House put him on his back. And that's the kind of skater that he is and the kind of strength and power he has. House down into the corner. See if anybody retaliates at all. Nobody does. Referee got in his way a little bit there. Back the other way. Chip back in again by Cadillac. Wood will leave it there. A little sloppy play now with 3 minutes left. I think both teams just trying to clean it up. That gets chipped and goes out of bounds. I'd like to make sure everybody at home joins us again for our next broadcast of Tawas Braves Hockey, which will be Friday, December 1st. We'll be on the air at 4:30 for pregame, 5 o'clock puck drop, as the Braves take on the Legion in a conference game.
Here we have 3:01 to play in our third period. 4-1 Cadillac. Tawas scored first, but four goals by the Vikings.
Braves win the draw. Bolin gets it to Maxfield. They get it into the Cadillac zone, but shorthanded. They just clear it all the way down the ice. No icing. Bolin back to get it. He's got Gradoff out there with him. He's got Briggs Baker out there with him. Gets it to Gradoff. Gradoff will go down the near wing all the way down to the goal line. Centers it, Maxfield with a little dipsy-doo behind the net. Out into the slot, shot right on. Big save by Bransma again, and that one was on Braden Bolin. But real, real good save. Impressed with two players tonight from Cadillac, Brad. Nicholas Bransma and number 5, Mitch House.
And Bransma for sure. He has really settled into the game. Second, that after he gave up the goal, really nothing's come close.
2:23 left. Cadillac gets the draw out of their own zone. Soleil on the ice now. Coach giving him some ice time, letting him see if he can get that hat trick. Braden Bolin back the other way for the Braves. Sends it right in. Off his stick, right on goal. Shot! And Bransma once again, I don't think he knew where it was, but he made the save on Bolin.
Yeah, Bolin chipped it off of a defender. It was kind of just bouncing around down there. Wasn't a clean hit, and Bransma able to save it. It's stuck in his sweater. He doesn't know where it is. He knows he has it, but it's stuck in his leg pad now. He's got to go and dig it out of there.
So 2:06 left in our third. We're glad you joined us tonight for Tawas Braves Hockey. We were hoping for a better result than we got. Boy, the game started out great tonight. Braves take an early 1-0 lead and then give up 4 unanswered all on the power play. And that's where we sit, 4-1 with 2:06 left to start our season.
you mentioned on Thursday. We'll be playing again here, 8 p.m. Should still be warm by on Thursday, so you don't have to worry too much about it in here. Thanks to Nick James back to the radio station today, keeping us sounding good. Working overtime. He worked the afternoon shift from 3 to 7, essentially now, 3 to 7.07. He's going a little long today.
About time you get that guy some hours at the studio. Get him working.
Kid's got to earn a living.
I think they finally found the puck somewhere.
They did, inside the equipment of goaltender Nicholas Brandsma. That was a good minute delay there to get that puck out of his equipment, but they got it out now.
Took multiple people.
Faceoff will be to his right. Braves win the draw, try to drag it backwards, stays along the near boards. Cadillac happy to wrap it all the way around the boards and out. Skating back to get it, it's Allman. Allman digs it up the wall. Peyton Freeman goes after it there. Cadillac has the puck. Turnover right out front. Chance for Tawas. Allman gets a shot from the blue line, didn't have much on it. He'll chip it out, get it along the wall. Allman again mishandles it, which leads to a Cadillac shot. Ethan Wood got a glove on it, just a little bit of the leather. Out in front, Soleil again. Loose. Oh, Woody kicked his foot up and made a save. A la Dominic Hasek. And back the other way, Freeman will shoot one in. And they blow the whistle on it, even though Brandsma went to play it.
What a play, though, by Ethan Wood, falling down and able to still find a way to get a foot in the way of the shot, which I believe was coming from Seeley. Soleil, I think he might have had a shot at his third.
Face off to the right. Braves win it again. Back to the blue line. Bolin couldn't get it deep. Braves chase it. Pumped out by Brumler. Brumler turns it over at the dot. Brumler chips it out, and Cadillac will have to regroup as we go under the one-minute mark now. Catalog off the far wall. Braves chip it. We got a delayed offside. Braves tag up. Cadillac gets it out of the zone. 45 left in our third period. A little bit of headhunting out front by number 11, Ryan Lincoln, looking to mix it up a little bit here late in the game for Cadillac, which there's no reason for. Tawas throws a little body along the wall. That's Maxfield. Just letting people know that you're not going to do that to us late in our game at our house. Cadillac again. Couldn't get it out along the wall. Cadillac content to keep it along the wall. Bolin battles hard to keep it in. 13 seconds. Some hitting along the edge. Braves get it out. Shoot it cross ice. Devin Gradoff right there. Cadillac will get the puck behind the net, and they'll just rag it there. And that's the buzzer. And that ends our contest with the final score, the Cadillac Vikings 4 and the Tawas Braves 1.